This is The Hardline, the greatest show on earth. Well, maybe just in St. Louis.
Out of all road, freak show, something to see. Got them lined up and waiting, taking bullets for me. I'm a Mack truck. I'm chucking down a one-way street. You better move, bitch. My tank's on E.
The Hardline with TJ Moe, Cam Jansen, John Hadley, Bob Ramsey, and who the hell else knows?
What is happening? It's Hardline, 59 The Fan, KFNS, 59thefan.com. I'm TJ Moe. Bob Ramsey in the house.
Hey, buddy.
David Solomon around the board for us, and intern Tyler. His job today is to raise his hand if he thinks either Bob or I are incredibly stupid.
And if he raises his hand too much, we probably will stop the experiment.
He's going to get a good workout today. So that is the plan for today. I'm vacillating. You get to decide here, Bob. And we had another pre-show meeting, which is kind of unbelievable. What happens during our pre-show meetings is we just basically have the on-air conversation while we're talking. So
yeah.
We will largely have the same conversation we just had
right
here again. You can decide, would you prefer to talk about the Cardinals, winners of 9 of their last 11, or the Jim Harbaugh issue that has gotten him in some hot water this past week?
What's the question?
Which one would you rather prefer to talk about? The Cardinals or the Jim Harbaugh issue off the top? We're going to talk about both. Which one
okay
do you want to start with?
Because I may drone on about the Cardinals stuff and get into some other side issues, let's do Harbaugh because I think opinions vary widely. Very wide. Never mind.
Hi, John.
I absolutely just went Hadley there.
You did.
Anyway. Opinions vary. I can just say opinions vary.
That's well said.
But I think they're almost drawn across generational / get ready to think about going somewhere else, listeners, political lines.
I totally agree.
What feels good versus what works. And that leads to Harbaugh. And I think, to me, I really think the issue is broken down that way, where people stand on this particular topic.
Completely agree. So here is the topic, and your thoughts are welcome on this, 855-282-8255. So this past weekend, Jim Harbaugh found himself in some hot water, Big Ten media days. And what he said, Jim Harbaugh, if you do not know, the head coach of the Michigan Wolverines, and they may win the Big Ten this year. They're going to be good. So what he was getting at, they were talking about transfers. That was one of the big things. You had Nick Saban going on and on about transfers and how, society's soft. Back in our day, you stuck it out, and kids, you got no attention. And okay, so, but he had a different thought, one that we discussed on this show. Jim Huer and I talked about it for probably an hour one day, and that I think has been, it certainly wasn't our original idea. It's been passed around college football. Stu Mandel may have been the first one, writer for The Athletic, does a good job. That brought out the, look, everybody should get a one-time free transfer rule. Don't sit out. So Harbaugh said that, and people were following up on it. And he said, yeah, look, it's something that's really evolved in my mind. This is a quote from him. He said, where we're at right now is a limbo period, in my opinion. The NCAA decides who's eligible immediately, who has to sit out a year in residence. It used to be you could sit out a year and then be eligible. Now we see guys getting eligible immediately. It's not really clear on what makes someone eligible immediately and what doesn't. I don't like the gray area of that. And I think it cleans it up by saying, look, everybody gets it one time eligible immediately. If you do it a second time, then it's going to get a little hippity-hoppity. And it's, he said it's going to clean it up, basically. And I thought that was well said. And that's not the part that got him in hot water, because if you go to the college football media, 95% of them are pro player, probably too far. But it's anybody who says more for the players, clap. Every media member. So there would be no backlash on that. Here's where the backlash.
What percentage of media members are Democrat?
Sports media, 96%. The Big Lead did a poll on that. And 96% of the sports media is Democrat.
Well, you just ruined the show. That's put a ribbon on the topic. Move on.
There we go. Well, this
but,
is
no, but that goes to my point about how this thing breaks down.
You're exactly right. So this is the part that got him into the hot water, and I'll get into you and I think agree on this, Bob. But I do want to defend both sides on this because there is some legitimacy to where each side is coming from.
No doubt about it.
So here's what he said. He said, and the other piece that bothers me about it is a youngster that says, this is a mental health issue. I'm suffering from depression, or that's a reason to get eligible. And once that's known, they say, hey, this or that to get eligible. The problem I see in that is you're going to have a guy that are, okay, yeah, I'm depressed, say what they've got to say, but down the road, I don't see anybody helping them if it's a legitimate thing, but nobody would know. This is all a direct quote from Jim Harbaugh. He says, but what are you going to say? 10 years down the road, I just had to say what I had to say, and I think you're going to put them in a position that's unfair and not right. And as you said, you're saying it just to say it, and that's not truthful. That's not necessarily truthful. It's not something we should be promoting at the college level, telling them the truth matters, especially at college. You can't have experiments that aren't truthful. You can't lie about equations. Shouldn't be lying in football. That's a message that we should be teaching. I get a little long-winded there, but I think that we should all be concerned. And what he's getting at was this. There's been a couple things. Justin Fields was this was something that was very easy, was going to get through, and I'm fine with this. I don't even care. But Justin Fields was at Georgia. And one of the Georgia baseball players basically said, put the N-word in. He was telling him to put him in, but he said the word, right? And so they kicked the guy out, expelled him. Well, Justin Fields wanted to transfer to Ohio State this year. That's all he had to say. Guy said, call me the N-word down there. It's kind of an uncomfortable situation. I'd rather not be there. And truly, I'm fine with that. If you want to transfer, I don't care. So that's not – I'm not arguing against that. That is an example of, like, you can actually document a hardship, and that's something that wasn't
this
happening.
This happened. Here's the proof.
Bingo.
Now let's move on.
When you get into mental health, it's whatever's happening inside your head, and there is no proof of it. So, I'm struggling with depression. I got to go be eligible immediately. Well, if you're struggling from depression, should you be playing football next year anyway? Maybe you should go get some help.
Or any sport.
Yes.
Because the stress and the demands that needed to achieve at a high level.
So here's the issue that I see. So he's in hot water because he questioned the validity of certain individuals who could be lying about mental health. And if you said that 30 years ago, everybody would have said, that makes sense.
Let's say may or may not be lying.
Yes.
Because there are some people who wouldn't,
absolutely,
but there would be some who would try and use that as a loophole.
Absolutely.
So I think it's fair to say may or may not be
exactly
making
right.
it up.
Yep. So Harbaugh says this, and everybody lights into him. And here's where I think there's validity on both sides, because there is a crew of people who are fighting like hell to get rid of the stigma of mental health, and they want you to be able to say it out loud. Brandon Marshall, one of the best receivers in the NFL in the last 20 years, had major issues with mental health, so much so that he used to wear these cleats that I guess lime green is the color for mental health awareness and such. And he got fined for them all the time. And he's like, I don't care. He's like, it's something I need to – it's a big deal. I think I'm somebody who has enough of a pedigree here to stand up for it and not feel like I'm being made fun of, and I want other people to be able to do that too. That's a really good thing. So you have people lined up to say, do not dare – after we've made such progress, go into questioning the validity of this and sending people back to where they were so now they can't talk about it. Because this is how people do get legitimately depressed and then become suicidal. That is a great fight.
Mm-hmm.
I am fully on board with that. There is real validity to that. Where I disagree is that you can't question at all, because there are going to be people in every walk of life, no matter what you're doing, take advantage of things. And what Jim Harbaugh was saying was, so to get around this, I don't want to have to question these people. Let's just all give everybody a one-time thing. But everybody goes back to, yeah, but you brought up mental health. He's like, I'm just bringing it. Okay, it's uncomfortable to have to question this. And I think that's probably not true for everybody. So what I'm saying is let them all go one time. I don't want to have to question this and step in the room if somebody's got mental health issues. The problem is there's no proof of this. And so somebody who I see is not getting along with his teammates, he's kind of being a jerk to the coaches, and he's just kind of immature. All that's not mental health. He just needs to grow up a little bit. And after your freshman year, you typically do that. Well, the guy can just say, I'm depressed. I'm going to Florida. Okay. Well, why would you get a waiver because you don't feel like being here because you're an immature jerk at 18. I shouldn't have been able to transfer at 18 just because I was a jerk. You mature, hopefully become a member of the team that can contribute, and everybody's better for it. So he's trying to get around all of it, but I don't think he's wrong saying, here's an example to where, like, you got to be able to ask questions, and we're not allowed to.
That's right. There are several levels to this, and much of them are make the particular issue a little bit cloudy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what those against these kinds of ideas try to do. They try to use smoke and mirrors and get away from the heart of the real issue. What we have is the value. How do you value the integrity of competition versus individual desires? I don't want to play here anymore. I get it. I want to play somewhere else. Okay. If, like many on the individual desire side of the argument, you get whatever you want, does that mean once a year? Does it mean anytime you feel like it? How do you have integrity of competition? And that becomes the issue. Some people who want the individual desires and happiness to be paramount and override everything else don't care about integrity of competition. And so you and I will never win them over.
No.
They'll never be won over. And in fact, they may end up winning.
But they're still losers.
But understand the ramifications of your position. And that is, and you probably want it this way, but anybody who played the game or really takes it seriously, maybe that's our problem for taking it seriously, but anybody who takes it seriously realizes it won't work. What you ultimately are saying is, we get to choose sides every week. Every week. If you're not happy with me yelling at you at practice Tuesday, you say, that's it, I've had it with Coach Ramsey, I'm out. Why should you have to wait to next year to play again? It'll make you happy to be catching balls for somebody, go to their practice. Instead of Mizzou, I'm coaching Mizzou, and you're mad at me, and you leave, and you're gonna go play for Canton. No, that's unrealistic.
Mm.
That's unrealistic. Iowa. So you're gonna go play? No. Yes. No.
I had a bad experience with Iowa.
Arkansas.
I prefer to keep all my teeth.
LSU.
I do like gumbo. All right.
I got to put you somewhere you're going to be happy.
Okay.
That's part of the issue.
Mm.
Okay, so you're going to go play for LSU.
All right.
Get in the car and go there, and you're ready for practice Wednesday. So, no, we're not saying that. Well, you are saying that. Your position has to hold up to the reality check.
Mm-hmm.
And understand this. Then it has to also apply for high school. Probably even more so, because these are children, and they've got to be happy. And the coach at Kirkwood yells at you, you're not happy. Well, you're going to go across the street and play at Vianney next week. Why? Because you're unhappy over there. He yelled at me. Now I get to go. That's what you're saying. And I'm telling you, there's a percentage of folks that are listening that say, yeah, that's exactly what it should be. Because I don't want coaches yelling at kids anymore. Our own friend, I'm putting words in his mouth. He's not here to defend himself.
That's why like it.
So he's the perfect foil. He is the perfect, because he's not here. You, by the way, Brian Hoffman is a wonderful follow on Twitter. And he and I get to argue every week with Jim Huer, kind of the nicest guy in the world, kind of caught in the middle, every Friday for our 590 baseball, from 1 to 2 every Friday. But anyway, Brian hates coaches who yell. Okay, I get that.
Why do you get that?
It's because it makes me feel bad when somebody yells at me.
It makes me feel good when they're yelling at other people, though. So it's kind of a trade-off, you know what I mean?
That's a side issue. This is your mental health issue at that point. Coaches yelling and mentally abusing kids? Yeah, that's not a good thing. But this is a...
That was a big jump there.
But wait a minute, though. But here's another little side issue, though. But it's a real point that does have to factor in. To achieve at your highest level physically with specific goals, being the best player you can possibly be, to perform, and if it's in a team sport, to help contribute to the team so that the team can be the best it can be, you have to be pushed. It's not, and I'm telling you, with, what would you say, 1%, 2% exception
less
of athletes?
Let's
say 1%. There's 1% of athletes that can do it on their own and push themselves to 100% the best they can be. Fully, without question, at least 99% of us need some level of push to be the best we can be. This is a fact. Those of you who don't want dodgeball anymore, those who don't want coaches to verbally kick you in the ass, you don't get it, or you had the wrong coach for you, you're wrong. You have to be pushed. I bring that up to tie it in to what will the transfer rule be. If we don't care, if we really don't care about the integrity of competition, let them go. Go play for whoever you want to play for this week. Let them go. But I think you do care about integrity of competition, or you wouldn't be involved in the conversation. I don't mean you, you know what I'm saying. Not you, but people on the other side of the issue. We happen to kind of be on the same side of it.
Yeah.
But to try and weigh their positions, you have to have some structure or you lose competitive integrity. You can't have both.
I think you nailed it. So in life in general, I'm going to go political for 10 seconds. Even
for the next 10 seconds, and then we'll add to later.
Yes. Full libertarians, most of them can agree you do have to tax a little bit. How are you going to pay for the highways? How are you going to pay for the bridges? You got to tax something.
Firemen, whatever.
We can all agree on that. So
I actually got an argument about a guy. I go, well, who are you going to call about firemen? Well, what a deal they have. I go, do you want to do it? What's your job? Well, I'm okay. Who are you going to call when your house is on fire? Yeah. Well, okay, next topic.
Anyway, how many times a week do you get third-degree burns? Weird.
I was just saying, there was one guy I argued with about that, but there's one.
But most all rational people, mm-hmm. even the full-out libertarians who want peanut-sized government can agree, well, we need roads. This can't be a total anarchy. So what that means
is, we can't
is,
just have volunteers to fight when we need it that day.
And if they felt like showing up.
Yeah, can't have it.
Right. So even the most, and I am for small government as a general rule, certainly. But I'm sitting here telling you, look, you gotta pay some taxes.
Right? Gotta have something.
Yes. So, and I even fall into a largely...
Although it doesn't necessarily have to be income tax. It could be user tax. But anyway, next topic.
Couldn't agree more.
Go ahead. I've interrupted again. I apologize.
If Missouri wants to go no state income tax, I'm all about it. So...
I'm racing you to the polls.
However, right, we all sit here and agree. And we're like, okay, you got to do something. We can't have a full anarchy. There has to be some sort of functioning something. And we got to have some rules and guidelines. And you do need somebody governing something. And somebody's got to pay their salary. And okay, so I'm even in the camp that oftentimes will say, look, that not all tax is theft. But that tax is theft. Okay, so but
indeed,
all tax is not theft, certainly. Well, then what that means is we've just set boundaries to say, okay, then we're not arguing about taxes. We're arguing about where the line should be, because we have all sat here and said, are taxes bad? Well, depending on where you sit, you say yes or no. But in reality, if I say, but I need to tax you for this road so that your car doesn't snap in half as you drive by. Okay. And we all sign me up. Here's $50. Right. So we're arguing about the line. That's all this is. We're arguing about the line, because if we wanted to go the other direction and so you and I are arguing, I don't know if we're exactly on the same page, but largely we're like, we mostly want to give incentive for kids to stay where they are, and that's best for the game. But if we wanted to go really far on this side, we say, hey, one-time decision, pal. If you don't want to make it work here, see ya. Well, we all think that's a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll move the line a little bit this way. Well, we all think it's a terrible idea to say, look, go wherever you want, play there next week. I mean, it was hilarious the way you said it, but it's the truth is, why can't you go next week? And if you want, that's what the NFL does. Well, you cut that guy, so he's going to play next week.
Go play somewhere else.
Right? Okay, well, we know there's a difference between the NFL and college. Mm-hmm.
High school and all those things, right?
Yeah, unless you want to lose your scholarship next week because you sucked and dropped four passes. Do we want to go down that road? Okay, so we can all agree we have a little bit different rules here. So where is the line? And that's this argument. I think the vast majority of anybody that's ever paid attention through history realizes that anarchy is idiotic. if there's an anarchy, the next time I get mad at you, then I'm just going to choke slam you into a table and I won't have to worry about you anymore. Okay, anarchy. Right? We should have a more
civilized. So that is good. Okay, but anyway.
Yeah, right. So we should have a more civilized society than that. That's all this is, and this is where the wrestling comes in, and this is the fun of it, right? We things that maybe were better for people a time ago, I argue about this all the time. I'm in the camp that says, I think with this crazy billion-dollar industry and what we're paying a lot of people and then making an artificial rule that says you can't pay athletes, I think we should pay some athletes. But I can also acknowledge that 40 years ago, 50 years ago, 60 years ago, that scholarship was the God's greatest gift to anybody who played sports back then because you were worth nothing. Unless you played for Notre Dame and your games were on NBC every week, you were worthless.
Yeah.
So that was a hell of a deal back then.
Yeah.
And so now things have shifted. Back then, obviously you shouldn't have been paying players. Now I think you should be paying players. Things do change
paying
over time.
Paying players, let's talk about that another day. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Paying players, I think there's a way to do it that might not. I didn't hear you say paycheck.
Correct.
But we'll get into that another day.
I mostly want to open the doors to let other people pay him. That's all.
With you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
okay.
But my point is, right, it's like we got all these artificial regulations, and as time goes on, we adjust. You should. There was way back when, it's like it was a big freaking deal for your parents to be able to drive to come see you. So it mattered a lot that you go play in your backyard. Now get on a plane, get a cheap flight, go fly Frontier for $60. Okay? So it's not as big of a deal today. And also, as John sat here in his chair yesterday and named 18 television networks, I can see you play every weekend. Well, that was a bigger deal back then. And so you actually had more incentive. No, I got to make it work at Texas A&M because my mom is 3 hours away. And if I go transfer somewhere else, she ain't coming to see me. I got to make it work.
Yeah, if I go to Idaho, she'll never see me play again.
Ain't happening, right? And they're still not putting Idaho on TV. So ain't happening. So we have shifted, and as time changes and the incentives to stay put go away, then we need to think. Now, keep in mind, there is still a human element to this. I think it's something like 40% of people never move out of their zip code. Something right in, you know, within a few 50 miles of their zip code. It's like 40% of people stay right where they grew up. They don't move ever. So,
and in St. Louis, it's probably closer to 80%.
Yeah, 98. We're all sitting here. That's a real stat. So there's still the human element of, I would rather make it work here. But is there that element for the kid that you just got out of South Florida that you're bringing to Missouri? Why? He doesn't have any ties to Missouri.
Yeah.
You just went and got him. He's like, I'm going back to Miami. Screw this. So I think this line, it just can't be a concrete line. And I think that's what, so you have the old schoolers who are like, no, we've always done this. This is the way it is, and quit being a loser. And I tend to lean a little more that way, but I'm still not there. And then there's the new school who, as you pointed out, anarchy's good. When was the last time we tried it?
What team makes you most happy to play for?
Right. Today.
Today.
It might be different tomorrow, and I'm bored. If you change your mind, I'm with you.
And I want you. You should. Hey, you're an American. You deserve to be happy.
You have a right
to be happy.
People say that.
You have a right to be happy.
All right.
So that's the other extreme end.
Yes. And so you and I think fall in the. I'm not a hardliner either way. And by the way, if anybody who's listened to my show over the last 3 years, I am. My brain works in black and white fashion. Gray area is uncomfortable. I need to know the answer. That's why, I always liked math. Like, that's the answer. That's it right there.
I hated math. I'm more of a gray area guy, but I like to try and figure out how it works best.
Yeah. Okay. So we're coming at it from different angles. But even with my tendency to want to know, what is the answer? The older you get, I think you get a little more gray in every which way. You just kind of see things, too. But you look, and you're like, okay, that was really good for them back then. The line needs to move a little
bit.
And I think the line has moved as such recently to where we should move the line. And I'm totally on board with where Jim Harbaugh is. Let's go one time. And let's get away from grad transfers. Because what you're telling kids here is, hang tight. I need you to waste these next 3 years. But make sure you do well in school so then you can be good somewhere else. You can be a grad transfer. Isn't that cool? Grad transfer. What makes those kids any different except that you just wasted 3 years?
Yeah.
And said, hey, make sure you take summer school.
Or you played and you had an okay time and you made your grades, but now you got a shot to play in a different, parenthetically better situation for you.
Yes. And so Jim Huer was saying, and we were just sort of working through this because he hadn't even heard the idea when I first brought it up. He said, okay, well, maybe that's a good idea for the first 2 years. I'm like, okay, but let's say you were a two-year starter. For me, I was a starter my sophomore and junior year, okay? Let's say Doriel Green Beckham was then recruited to play my position. I'm screwed. As a senior, I am screwed. There's nothing I can do about it. Whether the number one recruit in the country came in behind me, he plays my spot. I'm not playing.
Right.
So should you be able to move then? I think so. So I think you should. One time.
But that becomes an individual evaluation of the situation. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because somebody, a hard-nosed, hardcore guy, says, well, beat him out or beat out some other guy. You knew, and I know, that was never going to happen.
Right. So, and what I'm getting at is, well, maybe you were right, and I could have beaten him out, but I didn't want to take that chance. And I've been a good soldier for 4 years here. Say, I redshirted for a year, and I was at Missouri for 3 years, and then he came and took my spot, and I want to go play somewhere else. Okay. You get one. That's it. You get. I don't care when it is.
In the proposed system, new system.
In the proposed system, let's do away with grad transfers. That's crap anyway. So you can transfer. You can transfer and use your retro. So say you go to TCU, your boy's down there, and you're like, this place sucks. And so, well, that doesn't actually count as a year because you use that as a redshirt year when you transferred. Okay, so your sit out year there is your redshirt year. So you haven't actually missed any time yet. And then you go to Texas Tech for 3 years, and you're like, I just don't care for it. I'm going to go finish up at LSU. You've now transferred twice without any penalty, and you're like, okay, let's get rid of all the stupid in between here. One time. I don't want to hear your explanation. I don't care. Not interested. I'm just telling you, if you need to transfer a whole bunch of different times, you're the problem. That's it. I don't want to hear the rationale. I don't need to be the ultimate judge of why you need to transfer. You be the judge. Be really wise when you decide to use it.
Yeah. The thing the folks on the other side of the issue would say, though, is, you use your one-time deal, you go to another school, and a year in, a new coach comes in, or something else comes in to make you unhappy. Now you're stuck. And people on the other side of the issue would say it's not fair to be stuck.
Are you telling me what stuck is?
You're unhappy.
Oh.
Because you can't move again.
Poor kid. A minute ago, I was kind of trying to jump in, but what you said was smarter, so you went better. You said, yeah, well, coach yelled at me, and he was mentally abusing me. I'm like, that is a hell of a jump. He was yelling at me, and
made
therefore
me frown.
Mentally
Wait a
abusing
minute. It made me.
It
made me frown.
Yeah, I cried.
I'm unhappy about that.
Cried for an hour.
I think technically that would be abuse. Is that abuse?
I don't know.
Could somebody construe it that way?
They could think it'd be that way. I don't think, to me, necessarily it is.
Who gets to decide, Tyler?
That's the question. You can't leave it up to the athlete to decide, because then if they just want to leave, they'll come up with any excuse to leave.
Aha! He's
Tyler,
brilliant.
Welcome to the Republican Party.
Thank you, Tyler. Didn't know you were a Republican, did you? Anyway, so
you would have got there when you turned 40 anyway.
Yeah, let me use a basketball example where I'm more familiar. So what would we do with Tremaine Isabel? Signed at Missouri. And I honestly don't know what happened there that he wanted to leave.
The only thing I know about that is that he speaks glowingly of Missouri.
Yeah.
And said
he
loved his time there.
I thought of him for this argument because today he tweeted out, signed a contract to play in, Belgium or somewhere. He signed a deal. He's very happy. He's going to go play professionally in Europe. And he's wearing a Mizzou jersey.
Oh, that's cool.
No, it's not.
Okay.
But anyway, I congratulated him anyway. I'm wondering, it might be the only picture he ever took with a uniform on where he was smiling.
Yeah, that's a 4-year-old picture.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So whatever, he left.
Okay.
He goes to Drexel.
Yeah.
Does really well. By the current rules, he became a grad transfer. He had his degree, pretty much. And
kinda?
He got to SLU, and he was here. So good. Let's assume he was a grad transfer. Anyway, under Harbaugh's, and we think we like Harbaugh's proposals. Let's call it our proposal.
Mm-hmm.
He would have stayed at Drexel because he wouldn't have lost eligibility from the year he lost transferring from Mizzou to Drexel.
But he still had his red shirt. That's why this is all plays in and it's so important. So you can transfer, keep that year of eligibility, and the year you sit out now is your redshirt year, and you go to the next one. This is why this all works.
No, wait a minute. Wait. So you're saying he transfers from Mizzou to Drexel. He sits out?
No. The
he
first
plays
time
right
you
away.
Would not sit out. But
so
he
then
didn't...
he gets 3 years instead of the two. He played two at Drexel.
Yeah.
Got it, because most of the kids take summer courses and or find other ways to graduate. And so he came to SLU only playing three seasons.
Mm-hmm. So now you get a redshirt.
For what?
For the transfer. You can redshirt anytime you want to. So what I'm saying is this.
I'm confused. Yeah.
Most basketball players, but this works great for basketball because basketball players don't typically redshirt.
And not very much anymore.
Every day that goes by, football players are redshirting less too. They're saying, look, we can always use you. You guys are, you know.
And or if you tell me that before I sign, I'll find someplace where I can play.
Well, and here's,
but I don't want to sit.
Here's the other reason. We'll see how this works now, because now, remember, in football, you get four games and you can still redshirt. And you can use them.
And there's some games in basketball you can play too in redshirt.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's just not very common. So this works great for basketball. So you played as a true freshman, and you say, this place sucks, I'm leaving. Or my coach left, I need to leave. Or whatever the reason is. Go to play, the very next year you're playing. You still have that redshirt in your pocket, right? So then you play 2 years at Drexel, still got the redshirt if you need it. So you
can still transfer and sit out.
Yes.
And then play your fourth
Bingo.
Year.
Bingo.
I'm sorry. I was slow on the uptake. Now I know what you're saying.
That's it.
And that's perfect.
So you get 5 years.
Still go to the old, what we'll call the old rule.
Yep.
You still have that in your pocket.
Exactly.
That's a great
right.
point.
So
yeah,
you get
yeah.
5 years to play four. That's always been the rule. And we're mm-hmm. just saying you shouldn't have to sit out every time you transfer. We should say you sit out after the first time. And I think that's a pretty good thing to do.
I kind of like it.
I kind of like chemos. What do you think about chemos, huh?
Well, do I have all the details in front of me? There's so many great things.
Are we going there? Is it tonight? When are we going?
Tonight.
There? All right.
Come on, man. 6:30.
Okay.
I'll be there.
I tell my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably. Would I rather talk to her? Probably.
Yeah. Well, most people would.
Okay. And you say, well, what are you talking about going to chemos, going downtown? No. You forgot. Chemos moved downtown. Well, actually, for the greater part of the last century, they were on Grand. I think that's technically Midtown, isn't it, Solly? Technically Midtown?
I think so. Either Midtown or just on the edge of it where the
yeah.
old location was.
So then they did move downtown, had great success, but they decided to move west to Westport. Revitalized Westport, worldwide technology and all the things going with it. It's vibrant again. It's going great. And one of the reasons it's vibrant because Kimmel's Chop House is there. We know about that. We've talked about that. It's great. What you need to know is at Kimmel's Chop House, every night from 3:30 until 8:30, a five-hour happy hour. Does it make sense? Just go with me on it.
It's happy hours. They forget the S.
5 hour. They have to pay more in the spot, so they're just keeping it out. 3:30 to 8:30 every night, Kimmel's Chop House in Westport is happy hour. $6 appetizers. That includes meatballs and toasted ravs and flash-fried spinach. There's a long, long list, but they've included the special Kimmel's Chop House crab cakes, which are my favorite on the planet, including the Baltimore area. I know that's blasphemy. I'm telling you, they're the best. $3.50 domestic beers, $5 house wines, and it's all there for you. Kimmel's, while it's Kimmel's Chop House now, with unbelievable steaks, all the great Italian favorites are there. Cannelloni, manicotti, lasagna, on and on and on. You can't beat it. Since 1927, it's Kimmel's, now Kimmel's Chop House at Westport. I'm going tonight with some friends and TJ. At 6:30, I'll be there. 3:30 to 8:30 every single night. Don't miss out on Kimmel's Chop House happy hour.
Cannot freaking wait. I do have to, let's see, it's 1:37. I think Kara should be able to adjust whatever plan she probably made for us that I am not aware mm-hmm. of. Okay. All right. If John's going, I'm not going, though. It's just, look, I'm not doing it.
He wasn't listening, so I wasn't concerned. He won't be there.
If he does show, are you going to bail?
Yes.
Okay, all right. We're on the same page. All right, hey, we got to go to break. We'll be back talking some Cardinals on the other side. It's Hardline.